Let our praises remind all the darkness of how great and how mighty our God is. For the battle belongs to the Lord and no one else. We are standing in holy defiance. We're declaring aloud in the silence that the battle belongs to the Lord and no one else, no one else. We'll sing hallelujah for all hell to hear. Shout out Hosanna above every fear. Strongholds will crumble like castles of sand. We are marching on. We're marching on. Unstoppable kingdom advances as we take back the ground from the darkness. The battle belongs to the Lord and no one else. You're the banner we raise in the chaos. No, the gates of hell won't stand against us. The battle belongs to the Lord and no. Crisis, the troubles, the trials, the shadows, the sorrows, the long nights, the hard fight. We are the prophets, the voice in the darkness, declaring the battle is yours. We'll sing hallelujah for all hell to hear. Shout out Hosanna above every fear. Strongholds will crumble like castles of sand.
As I reflect, I find perspective. They're in the best and worst days of this life. You were always on my side. You're in the pain, you're in the promise. And on the days the furnace finds my faith, you're the fourth within.
God isn't finished yet. If he did it before, he can do it again. So I'll trust him with what comes next. Cause my hindsight says I can count on this. My God isn't finished yet. If he did it before, he can do it again. So I'll trust him with what comes next. For the God I know is known for faithfulness. Yeah, my hindsight says I can trust him with what's next. For the God I know is known for faithfulness.
Hey friends, welcome to Discoveryland and Quest Online. I'm so glad you're here today. I'm Pastor Chris, and it's a special time online today because this week it is Remember and Celebrate. Now for the best part about Remember and Celebrate, you might know this, the game zonk, that's right. So we have some questions about what we've been teaching over the last few weeks, and you'll see a question on the screen, and then you'll see a countdown timer, and see if you can figure out the right answer before time runs out. So hopefully you're ready. Let's see how many you can get right. I bet you could probably get most of them right. So let's see how many you can get. Let's do it.
We'll be right back.
Well, how'd you do? All right, how many of you got all of them right? How many of you got most of them right? All right, that's pretty good. We're excited that you were listening, that you were paying attention, or maybe that you just even took some good educated guesses. But thanks for playing Zonk with us. As we look back on everything we've discovered in the past few weeks, we're going to remember and celebrate God as our Redeemer. That's right. Redeemer means somebody who buys back. God redeemed Israel and brought them and bought them back from slavery. He then led them into the promised land. And the people had so many reasons to remember and celebrate God's goodness. One of the ways that God had them remember is to have a feast. And we're remembering the Feast of the Unleavened Bread to remember God's redeeming power. Once a year, for an entire week, the people would celebrate by eating bread without leaven or yeast. And it's really flat. You'll see the picture on the screen. It's kind of like bread, but it's more like a cracker, actually. And it's called matzo today. And you can find it in the grocery store. But on the last day of this week, the Israelites would gather together, take a break from their work, and celebrate God. In fact, in the Bible, when the Lord established this feast, he commanded the people to do it every single year. He wanted them to use the celebration to teach their children about what God had done and that the Lord had brought them out of Egypt with his mighty hand. That's pretty cool. Remember that from Exodus 13. So when God rescued the Israelites from their slavery in Egypt, he made them free. He redeemed them back to him. Now today, friend, we're no longer slaves in Egypt, and we don't have to be slaves to sin and death because Jesus redeemed us by his death on the cross. We just have to accept him, and we just have to ask him to be a part of our lives, right? During this next song, you can do that. You can celebrate God as your Redeemer if you've already asked Jesus to be your Savior and forever friend. Or you can ask God to do that right now, to break off, to redeem you from any sin in your life and ask God to forgive you so you can begin your life in freedom that Jesus already purchased for us.
I've carried a burden for too long on my I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go. Yeah, I see it now. I'm laying it down, and I know that. Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I'll run to the Father again and again and again and again. Oh, oh, oh.
So today, friends, I want to finish by reading from Isaiah 47:4, and it says this: Our Redeemer, the Lord Almighty is His name, the Holy One of Israel. Remember that God redeems. So let's do our blessing today. Let me pray this prayer of blessing over you. May you know that God is our Redeemer. He is the one, He is the only one with the power to take our broken lives and hearts and redeem them and buy them back and turn them into something beautiful for His glory. Thanks, friends.